morning, folks. This is the Bruce Dickey Show. Appreciate you tuning in today. Hello, everybody. You're having an outstanding morning. It is a very pleasant October 2nd. It's also Friday of homecoming week, which means, oh my goodness, all kinds of things going on, just too much to even think about. And but we're going to try to think about it today, as I have guests in the studio sitting across from me. Or I don't know which one to introduce first. The king, I guess. Let me build up to the king candidate. How's that sound? Does that make better sense, Colin?
Just a lowly subject.
You're a subject, aren't you? Potential subject. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Colin McDuffie. He's the son of J.C. and Delana McDuffie. How you doing, Colin?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Did I get the name right?
Delana. Yep.
Thank you very much. You know, that's why you're here.
Yeah, I just to get my mom's name right.
Keep me from making silly mistakes. I appreciate that. And to Colin's immediate right is one of the king candidates for tomorrow's coronation. It's Holden August. How you doing, Holden?
I'm doing good.
Welcome back to the show, both of you.
Thanks.
Holden is the son of Brad and Becky August. And you fellas are here representing, I presume. Actually, I talked to Becky and she just said she's going to send somebody.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
You guys are here. You're both on the student council, I guess, right?
Yes, sir.
What is the – tell me the student council's in charge of homecoming, right, Holden?
Yeah, we're in charge of everything.
Really?
I mean, every aspect of the homecoming week we're in charge of. Like, I'm in charge of the parade committee, so I've had my, you know.
You've had your phone number out there.
Yeah, my phone number's been on the radio for anyone
to
really
pick up. It
really has. Your email address.
Have you had any creepy people calling your phone?
Not
from
yet.
From being on the radio and stuff?
Well, that's good. I mean, I've gotten like 2 calls from it, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, you see, otherwise folks are probably calling the high school to set stuff up.
Yeah, you get a lot of phone calls to the high school just all the time. And, I mean, last-minute entries are a big thing. So, like, yesterday, you know, my mom's got a little stack of people that are calling because they're late to go in.
We're going to talk today about what has happened this week at the homecoming celebration at Fairfield. It's at the FCHS, as well as what's going on tonight, tomorrow, and you've had on all kinds of activities. Yeah. Have you guys been getting any sleep?
No.
Little bit.
Really?
Little bit of sleep, yeah. enough to keep us going.
When did this, now how many folks are on the student council?
About 20.
About, yeah.
Okay, and are you officers or something?
Yeah.
What are you?
He is the...
I'm the social vice president.
Colin is the social vice president.
Which basically means I...
You buy the... do you spike the punch?
No.
That's not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. That was a joke. It's not going to happen.
But if it does, blame Colin.
If it does, it's Colin McDuffie's fault. That's Holden said that, not me. All right. Holden, what's your job at the student council?
I'm the president of the student council.
You're the student council president. No kidding. Mm-hmm. Are you also an officer in the class?
No, they're separate
entities,
but like, that's a confusing thing at our school right now.
Really?
Yeah. You have people that run for like class office and they think it's on student council.
They run and they think they're running for a student council spot, but they're actually running for class president. Or
no kidding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like
it's a little confusing.
Sounds like folks might need to tell the kids a little bit more clearly, right?
Yeah.
Holden, all right, so then that begs the question, Holden, now that you're the student council president, did you know you were running for student council when you ran for student council? Or did you think you were running for class president?
Oh, I knew I was, I signed up to run for student council, right?
Okay.
And then in the summer we have a meeting that's like where you elect all the officers.
Sure. How long have you guys been on student council?
All four years.
No kidding. That's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I love it.
Is homecoming – now, the homecoming is the main thing the student council does over the course of the year.
That's
right?
The biggest thing we do for sure, yeah. It's the – people see that the most. We do – you know, we do a lot of – we do more work through the year, but definitely homecoming is what's in the public eye the most. So we really work hard on making sure all that goes smoothly.
When do you start working on homecoming, Holden? When did you start pulling, being the president, you're the one who's focusing the council's mind on this kind of stuff, right? When did you start working on your focused worldview?
I think we had our first meeting in, like, July.
Yeah, it was the summer. Really? We started in the summer.
Like, passing out books, trying to figure out what theme we wanted to pick, because, you know, we get these big catalogs that are just full of themes.
Really? Where do they come from?
Just, I mean, like, they're all various companies.
Yeah, all the different companies.
They're selling, they're trying to sell you themes to,
for your dance? Yeah, they sell magazines that have, like, the sets, like the decorations and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, as
to just to give you ideas of what you want to build, right?
Yeah, and these are like big, thick catalogs. Yeah. Just
so
full.
Yeah. As soon as I figured out I was social vice president, I wanted to get those catalogs and start looking through them, because we pick some themes and then the whole council votes on three of them.
Okay.
And all then we decided on one.
What were the three? What were the three the council had to choose from? I can remember mine, by the way.
Oh, you could?
Yeah, it was, this was 1984. It was We've Got Tonight. It was a song from Bob Seger, you know, at the time.
Yeah.
Just garbage song. Just a terrible song. You guys, I must tell you, you guys have done so much better. You have done so much better. What were the final three?
I remember. We had Grecian Gardens.
We actually had four. We came down to four. One of them was Grecian Gardens, which was like this, it was a mix of like
green
garden.
Columns.
Pavilions and things.
And that one's kind of like almost a running council joke, because it's one of the three nominated every single year.
It's been one nominated all 4 years we've been here. Everyone's trying to do Grecian Gardens.
Why do people keep nominating
it? I don't know. If it
keeps losing.
It looks really good. Like, it'd be really easy to do, but it's just kind of a bunch of greenery throughout the gym, and that doesn't really appeal.
And you
to
don't
people,
really,
I guess.
You don't really want to have people start chanting toga,
right? So,
what were some of the other ones?
And then
tell me the other two losers before we get to the winner.
Yeah,
we had Midnight in Neverland,
like a Peter
Pan.
It was
A Night in Neverland, the one I liked the most.
Like a Peter Pan. Thing.
Yeah, but it was
Captain Hook.
Yeah, it wasn't like all the cheesy Disney character things. It was like there was a giant pirate ship that we were going to build.
Oh, no, that's pretty cool.
I know. I was stoked for it, but I was so excited to build this giant pirate ship, but we kind of decided that, like you say, A Night in Neverland kind of sounds like you're going to be walking into
kiddie.
A Disney movie.
Little kiddie stuff. But.
Because you can't really advertise what it's going to look like the whole student body. So
you want a surprise, though.
Yeah, right. So maybe the student council would have voted for it, but we got to – the student council's job is to be the eyes of the, you know, the students' needs.
Okay, so we had a Night in Neverland. We had the Grecian tableau.
One was just
it was like a Night in the City.
A Night in the City. There were cityscapes and things like that.
What did we end up choosing?
We chose London Calling.
London Calling. I got to know who chose London Calling, or who came up with London Calling? I guess it was one of the suggested tableau.
Yeah, it was one of the
ones in the book.
One.
And I think Dylan Hall, he's a member of the council, he found it in the catalog first, and he kind of pushed for that from the beginning.
Yeah.
So do you have like a big clock and everything, a bridge?
Yeah, we've got
the eye, maybe.
We've got a Big Ben, and we've got a London Eye to make that we're working on. All that stuff's being
that's all being done right now.
It's all being built by our wonderful student council members who might be listening in, so I shouldn't talk
to see, that's
about
the thing.
It.
That's the thing. I guess Becky is your mother, right?
Yes.
I mentioned Becky August. What's her job at the school?
She is the social worker at the school.
Okay, so and she's in charge of, she's like the advisor to the student council, I guess?
Yeah, she's that and the advisor.
Okay. So she's the one who basically kicked you guys out of the decorating right now.
Right, yeah.
I mean, maybe they're just tearing down and setting up something else for us. We don't know.
It might be. You might get back there and it might be the Grecian tableau.
Right, yeah. Hopefully it's all done by the time we get back. We can just hope if they get it all, if they tore it all down and got a new one built by the time I got back, I wouldn't be upset.
All right, now what time school get out today? How school gets out pretty early.
School gets out at 1:30.
Have you guys? All right, I got to know. I got to know. With all this being, we're going to talk about all the dress like you're not day and all that kind of stuff. Have you guys even gone to class this week at all? I mean, that's a serious question.
Yeah, we have. We've been definitely been late. Definitely been late to a few classes because we kind of stop in the guidance office to talk to Mrs. August.
Who are the other officers on the student council?
The other officers.
Who are the other the folks you're depending on right now?
We've got Meredith Richards as the she's our parliamentarian.
You're the president, something man. Like you that. Really ought to know these things.
Yeah. I know. That's a I can't ever remember the
she
role.
She is Reese Everett is the service vice president.
Okay.
Because we got two. We split up the vice president roles.
Yeah.
A few years ago.
Okay.
Michael
Mitchell's the secretary, and Dylan Hall's the treasurer.
And then, don't we have one? Nope, we haven't officially done that yet.
Well, that's cool.
I'm not trying to drop stuff on the air, Holden.
Oops. You got, was it something news coming up? Did I almost get a scoop here out of Holden?
Well, some of the officers can appoint.
Oh, okay.
People and okay. like a publicist and things you. Like that, a historian and right. such.
That might be that's stuff that's coming up.
That's stuff that needs to go before the officers.
Probably so. We're talking. I'm confused. We're talking with Holden August and Colin McDuffie here about the Fairfield Homecoming taking place this weekend. The parade is today. We're going to get into all kinds of different things that they've done over the past week, and we're having a good time. Hope you are, too. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these words. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM and FM, Fairfield, Illinois, WFIW, 104.9 on the FM side and AM 1390 on the AM side. And I've got Holden August along with Colin McDuffie. They are student council members, officers, and they're talking about the homecoming activities this week and this weekend at FCHS. All right, I got to know. If you've picked London Calling, that's certainly not the first time you've heard that song. You like the song, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why is if London is calling? Why is he so happy that he if London is drowning, but he lives by the river?
Yeah,
what's that all about?
I can't explain.
You see, that's the thing. I can't either. Song. I don't know, but it's fun to listen to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, it's good too. It's a good tune.
It's got a good tune. Yeah.
It's got a beat. You can dance to it. That's all that matters. let's go over the homecoming court, fellas, before we get away from it, and then we'll talk a little bit about the coronation and that kind of stuff. Who are the freshman attendants?
Freshman attendants are Riley Ellis and Macy Clark.
These are the, I gotta tell you, it's, as time passes on, people change the way they name their children. Macy's a girl's name. I would maybe be confused about Riley being a girl's name, but I guess those are two young ladies.
Yes, mm-hmm. They both are.
Okay. And then they will be escorted by apparently someone in this room.
Yeah. I'm escorting Riley.
Okay. Ellis. Dylan's a senior? I thought Dylan was a junior.
Nope. Dylan is a senior, and he's escorting Macy.
Dylan Hall and Colin McDuffie, the escorts of those. So what, I got to know, what are you driving?
I'm driving
in the parade today.
A red Camaro. I'm not sure what year it is. It's the
whose is it?
Harrison's.
Which?
Yep. This is.
This is bad.
Jeff.
Jeff. Okay.
Yeah.
Jeff. All right. What's Dylan driving? Do you know?
I don't know.
I'm
not sure
no
that Dylan
clue.
Knows what he's driving. Because I asked, I remember asking him, and
well, Macy will come up. If I know Wes and Rhonda, they'll come up with something. Who are the sophomore? The sophomore attendants?
We've got Ellie Weaver and Patience McKnight.
Patience McKnight, the daughter of Susan McKnight and Keith McKnight. Ellie Weaver, the daughter of Kyle and Carrie Weaver, and the escorts there are
Scott Esmond is with Ellie, and Brendan Mitchell is with Patience.
Okay, Brendan Mitchell, son of Brian and Erica, and Doug Anderson. Scott, the son of Galen and Lori Esmond. Basically, that when you talk about the attendants, is there a job for the attendants? What exactly do they do? Holden, you're in charge here. What do you have the attendants do?
Well, I mean, you have them walk down the middle of the...
That's all they do, isn't
our,
it?
Our biggest job is, like,
stand there and look,
driving sure they, in the parade.
Okay.
And then
the escorts, at least you have a job.
Right, yeah.
The attendants. The attendants, yeah,
they just have to walk.
Stand there and look pretty.
And then it's the escort's job to make sure they don't fall down as
that's
they walk
good
up the stage.
They throw out candy in the parade.
Throw out candy.
That's the most important thing about the parade. Very important. The junior attendants are whom?
We've got Taylor Wilkerson and Georgia Coomer.
Okay, Taylor's the daughter of David and Gina Wilkerson, and Georgia's the daughter of Dan and Dina Coomer. And who are their attendants?
Taylor is escorted by Eamon Simpson, and Georgia is escorted by Reese Everett.
Okay, so is Georgia and Reese, they going to be in some kind of police vehicle?
I don't think so.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be. I think they're in a Camaro.
Yeah, Reese is in another Camaro.
Harrison Camaro.
Oh, is that right?
His is a...
How many Camaros does Jeff have?
A lot. Reese's is driving a 2012 Camaro that... I think has 200 and some miles on it.
No kidding.
Yeah, I could have driven, but it's a manual, and I didn't want to mess with the manual in a parade for sure.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, in the parade, you might have difficulty keeping
and
it going with
that. That new route starts up a hill, so there was no chance.
Yeah, you're thinking.
So those guys who are driving manuals have got their work cut out for them.
Eamon is the son of Lindy and Debbie Simpson, and Reese is the son of Mike and Charlotte Everett. The Queen candidates, we're going to talk a little bit more fully about the Queen and King candidates here in a second. Who's the retiring Queen and King?
The retiring Queen is Grace Borah, and the retiring King is Jagger Wolf.
All right, now, what exactly did the retiring King and Queen do during their reign as homecoming King?
Nothing. They don't do anything. They get a crown the night of, and they get some celebratory...
They ride in the parade.
And then they get to come back next year. But, unfortunately, Jagger is playing at Lincoln Christian College.
He's still playing football, right?
He's playing baseball. His last fall doubleheader on Saturday, so he's not going to be able to make it back for the
He can't make it back for the coronation tomorrow. Is he going to make it the parade today?
I don't think so. He's got games.
Well, that's
so,
too bad.
Yeah,
keep
I know.
Him busy.
So really, his job was very easy.
Was finished up last year.
Yeah, but Grace is she'll be in the parade today, and then she'll come back.
Grace has an escort of
Michael Mitchell.
Son of Dr. Steve and Connie Mitchell, and they'll be, I bet you, they. I think it's doctor's boy. What are they driving?
I think Michael's driving a Corvette.
Nice.
Yeah, he sent out a Snapchat of it the other day.
Really?
And it looked really nice.
That's cool. Flower Girls, Jensen Robbins, daughter of Kurt and Stacy Robbins, and the crown bearer is Carter Johnson, son of Donnie and Stephanie Johnson. The thing is, Holden, you've got the only people who really have to do anything and have responsibilities here are your youngest people.
The children. Yep. Spot on.
What kind of cruelty is this, Holden August?
We like to keep it that way.
Child labor's cheap.
He's got a point. He does have a good point. Have you had rehearsals and stuff yet?
Last night we ran through it twice. I mean, we're actually running through it again on Saturday morning.
Okay.
So
around 9 o'clock, yeah.
That makes sense. All right, now let's get to the Queen candidates and their King candidates. I guess looking across that Colton would be the escort of Georgie?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, who are the, let's start with that one first. Who are those two?
Georgie Demarette is our first Queen candidate.
Daughter of Craig and Sandra Demarette.
And she is escorted by our first King candidate, Colton the Bull Land.
Colton the Bull. By the way, was that the first time anybody had called him the Bull?
Mr. Rogers definitely coined that.
He's the son of Tony and Teresa Land. I have had people from Carmi who heard that, over and over and over.
Calling him the Bull?
Yeah, they were calling him the Bull on the radio.
I called him that last night. He was coaching a Powder Puff team.
Yeah.
And I just kept saying the coaching staff of Colton the Bull Land. I love it. It's such a great name.
Oh, I'm not certain. Does Colton like it? All right. Who is the second queen candidate?
The next queen candidate is Sydney Eckleberry.
Uh-huh. She's the daughter of Silas and Misty Eckleberry.
And she is escorted by Sky Kolak. He's a king candidate.
Sky Kolak, the son of Gene and Becky Kolak. So that's what are they driving, do you know? See, we have more police involved here. They might be on a bike, on a motorcycle with Gene involved.
Yeah, I'm on a trike.
Cool. Yeah, get on a trike. Wouldn't that be pretty nice? Yeah. You never know. It's something to look forward to in the parade today.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Make sure to come out.
And the third candidate and candidates are?
The queen candidate is Jim Alas.
Uh-huh.
And our last king candidate is
nice of you to say,
Mr. Yeah, Holden August.
Ladies and gentlemen, Holden August. Not only is he student council president, he's also a king candidate. And
beat me for both of those.
And he's turning red right now.
Yeah,
look at
I
him.
Know. He beat me for both of those, king candidate and student council president. Already, you know,
all right, I got to know. I got to know. How is one chosen to be a queen and or king candidate?
Well, it's voted on by your class, so for the queen candidates, it's voted by the senior class, uh-huh. Everyone votes, and for the king candidates, all voted by the senior class.
Right.
But then when it comes down to who wins the queen and king, it's voted on by the entire school.
The entire school votes on the last thing.
And they've already voted.
And since you guys are president and social secretary or social whatever.
Vice president
of the student council. You've already seen all the votes, collected them, and stuffed the ballot box accordingly, right?
Yeah.
No, but Holden's mother does count the votes. So
Holden's mother is counting the votes. Oh, okay.
She's got a team with her, hopefully, to keep her in check so she
well,
doesn't
I'm certain
give all
she
the
would.
Votes
to Holden. I'm certain she has a team that'll keep it on the up and up. I do have a question. Can you go, does it, when you have a queen candidate of Georgie and her escort is Colton, does it have to be Georgie as the queen and Colton as the king? Or it can,
nope.
You can have Georgie and Sky and Georgie and Holden or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, they run independently.
So,
or Sydney and Colton, Sydney and Sky. Sydney
whenever they announce it, if it's different, those two would dance together for the queen's and king's dance. And then whoever's
left over figures
would dance
it out.
Together, yeah.
So you've worked all that out. Have you had the, what's the first what's the first dance, by the way?
The
what's
first
the music?
The first song is performed by Dylan Hall, and he's singing "I Want to Hold Your Hand."
No kidding.
Yeah, by the Beatles, and
it's like a really cool ballad rendition though, so it's all slowed down and it very cool.
I'm playing it on guitar, so we kind of it's slowed down. It sounds really cool.
Well, that is wonderful. So you and Dylan being the freshman escorts, you'll get up there first.
Yeah,
go take off and get your guitar.
We have to get up there,
get your voice
do
right.
The song, and then come back and escort them up.
Oh,
and
my.
Then that one's not a dance. I think that's just kind of an entry song.
So there is a first dance for the king.
Yeah, there's a queen's dance at the end, and that's performed by David Phelps, and he's going to sing a song, and then each attendant and escort get up and kind of bow to the king and queen, and then they go out and dance, and then the king and queen get up and dance, and the spotlight's on them.
Well, that's pretty
cool. Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. It's been a year since I've been to the coronation.
Yeah.
It's probably been, I must tell you, it's been since I was an attendant. Escort, I guess. Yeah, 31
probably hasn't
years.
Changed much.
No,
it's probably the same. We probably use the same paper.
That tells us
what to do.
That might be true. That was 31 years ago. So the votes are in, I guess, right?
Yep, the votes are
Everything's been counted. You're going to give me who's going to win? I'm not going to ask you because you're involved.
Wish we knew.
I actually don't think the votes have been counted.
They probably
yet.
Haven't been counted
I
yet.
I think they're being counted tomorrow morning.
Is that right?
Just as a way to keep everyone in the voting process in the blind
keep,
about
keep
it.
Keep them honest.
Oh,
try
I see what you're saying. Somebody might
soon.
Somebody might accidentally spill beans.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I got you. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I got to know, have you been politicking? Have you been running a pretty good campaign there?
I have not run a campaign.
Holden hasn't been running much of a campaign.
Has
but
anybody been running a
campaign? Georgie Demarest
really?
Has hit social media really hard running for
Is
queen.
That right?
Yeah.
Tell me what Georgie's been doing.
She's just been posting videos of herself. Like, it'll be a selfie video of her just talking about why she wants to be queen. And they're just hilarious videos. And
I see how Georgie's a pistol.
They're funny. And it's really cool because Georgie, like, some people thought it was a joke at first while she was doing it. And then she kind of put this other video up about how she's doing it because she's not necessarily one of the most – she's not the – you know, she's not a cheerleader. She's
right.
not She's not your typical queen candidate. So she just wanted to show that it's kind of for everyone. It's really cool of her. But
I was going to ask about Georgie alone, but I'm assuming that Gemma and Sydney have also been learning the waves. Do they know how to wave like a queen?
I hope so.
See, now that's part of the deal, Holden. You're gonna have to teach these girls, or teach if you're king, you're gonna have to learn how to wave like a king.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Do you know how that is?
I mean, I think you just avoid moving your arms.
Just move your wrist. The wrist is going back and forth, but you're not like
cup the hand.
You're not moving it forward.
Keep it on a swivel.
There you go. Yeah, a lot of elbow. I don't know if you do that or not.
I think you just try to avoid this part of your the top of your arm from moving at all.
Is that how you're going to do it in the parade today?
Well,
is that
today
how you're
gonna
be
I'm going to be driving. I'm driving a manual car. I had to almost learn how to drive.
What are you driving?
It's awesome.
It's this old replica MG that my grandpa's friend Barry had made or redid.
No kidding.
Or
it's just
like that.
It's just built on. That's so cool.
So you're going to be throwing. It's your job to throw out candy and gum and stuff as well, or is that going
to
be all
my job is to not
Gemma
kill the car.
Get it up that hill. He's got to get it up that first hill without rolling it backwards.
See, that would be bad. Roll it backwards into the guy
right
behind
into
you.
The float or
that's
something.
What I. That's why I wasn't touching a manual.
Do you know where you are in the parade yet?
Have you seen the?
I've been waiting. I haven't received. I might need your mother to send me the.
Oh, I've got a copy
lineup.
Of that I can send
yeah,
you.
Yeah, don't leave without giving me a copy of that.
Okay, yeah, it's all digital this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I instead of
what's that mean? For those of us who are over 45,
what's digital? What's that?
What in the world?
Is that the internet?
Well, I mean, we've been like typing it out on Google Docs and to kind of keep it online so that people can view it and kind of see it as it changes a little bit.
Because
right,
it changes
give me that
a
pad
lot.
And I'll give you my email address so that you can make
that's,
sure. You,
that was
you send
I know
it
I was on the parade committee last year, but I wasn't this year because I was kind of trying to get this decorating day. But I know like the hardest thing was people would come in at last minute and no one would know what the actual lineup was because we'd already had all the copies printed. So we had to call people back and kind of explain to them where they were. And this way it's a lot easier because they just kind of look it up.
Now, will you also have the float judging results, or when will those come around?
Those will come around as soon as they are done. I'll have them call me or send me a text.
Either you can do that and send that along too.
Okay, yeah,
that'd be fine.
Yeah,
I'm talking here with Holden August and Colin McDuffie. It is really, really a good thing that I ended up getting the officers of the student council in here to gab. It's a lot easier for me to get that information to you. And for me to get information to spread around. You're listening, folks, to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. We're going to talk when we return about the activities this week and see who won all the Powder Puff games. And the battle of the classes was this week, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll find out all about that here when we return on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, and I need you.
Yeah.
I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I
well, folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. It's a lot of fun today. We're having a good time with Holden August and Colin McDuffie. They are a couple of the kids who are helping run the homecoming festivities at FCHS this week. And I got to tell you, whenever I was in school, I'll tell you this. We had a superintendent, and I'm not going to tell you who his name is because I still don't like him because of it. He was against pretty much all homecoming activities.
Wow.
All you had, he basically canceled all the stuff that had gone on in the 1970s, and he was there for 5 years. Just happened to be the entire time I was in.
You were there.
Yeah. And he canceled all the homecoming activities. So we had nothing like what you have going on here. Monday, you have Dress Like You're Not Day. What?
Yeah.
Tell me about Dress Like You're Not Day, Colin. Or Holden, either one.
Dress Like You're Not Day was, it's basically something that we had. We wanted, like, if you were someone, you didn't play football,
okay,
you would dress like a football player.
Sure.
So, Holden.
Yeah, I dressed as a, like a gym rat. Like,
oh, really? Like so a kid with the shoes and
like I had a shirt that said, shut up and squat, and I wore a weightlifting belt. And I mean, that doesn't sound impressive.
That's pretty good.
Because you
though.
Can't see me, but I'm just tiny.
Folks, if you want the description, I'm a professional at this, by the way, Holden. As a broadcast professional who describes things on the field, I would say that that Holden is a lad of about 5'6", 5'7", maybe 100 pounds soaking wet.
Beanpole. Beanpole.
He's not the biggest. He doesn't have the biggest physique, but he's
got a big heart.
Got a big heart and a big voice. So I'm certain who won Dress Like You're Not Day? What was the winning entry? Don't you have like a judging thing or
something?
Oh,
actually, the winner was Hannah Gregory because she came dressed as her boyfriend.
Oh, really?
And she did it very well. She did makeup. She had makeup to make it look like a beard. And she did some definition on her nose and make lines to make it look bigger.
Impressive.
It was very impressive.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Did the full
cool
makeup to get the effect.
It was very,
that's
it was
impressive.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And then on Monday, you also had the movie. Who picked the movie?
Michael Mitchell picked the movie. They had actually, there's a committee for Flick on the Field, and he picked three movies. The three movies were, we couldn't have gone wrong either way we picked, were Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Monty Python and the Holy Grail,
oh, yeah,
and Austin Powers. So,
Now, I can imagine, and this is for the whole school, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Austin Powers is PG-13.
How did, I know. I'm thinking about the Holy Grail. I could see about 80% of the kids just thinking that's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, that's
walking
the thing.
Out.
I think that might have happened a little bit with Robin Hood, Men in Tights as well, because it's kind of a weird humor that a lot
well,
of
it's a Mel Brooks.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's Mel Brooks. You got to know.
It's Mel Brooks. So, yeah, it's great, but it is Mel Brooks. And it is what my wife would say. It's not a girl movie. It's not a chick
right,
flick.
True.
The girls don't get that kind of humor.
True.
Especially Monty Python. Girls don't like Monty Python, she says. So
a lot of people just think Monty Python's stupid.
There you go.
They don't
understand. There you go.
That they're trying to be stupid.
There you go. Okay, so had a good crowd, I guess?
Yeah.
We had a record turnout for it.
Wonderful. Tuesday, Dynamic Duo Day, and the Powerpuff Boys Volleyball Game.
Yep.
What did the gyms go against? Did the classes go against each other?
There was a sign-up sheet. And you kind of made a team for Powerpuff. Because if we did classes, there would only be four games.
Oh, I see.
We had about seven teams sign up.
Okay.
And
did you play on one of those, Holden?
I did not. I did not make a team.
You didn't? You didn't get picked?
He didn't. He was. He
I don't
went
think anyone would pick
he
me
went
for volleyball.
All right. All at once, Colin. Let's go.
Poor Holden.
Now he's tearing up. All right. Who won that one? Do you remember?
It was a Team OK.
Team OK. Yeah, there's some freshman boys, I think, some freshman sophomore.
So they took
boys.
It serious.
Yeah, there was some really good volleyball played that night, really.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, Wednesday was Cowboy and Western Day.
Yep.
Did you bring a horse?
No, we had some guys take their trucks through the mud and get them all muddy, and they
like
came
that.
As kind of modern day cowboys. It was,
and you saved. It says here you saved the voting until that day.
Yep, mm-hmm. We voted on Wednesday.
So, okay, I thought the voting was done in advance, but the voting was done for the nominations.
The nominations were voted on before. Okay. And then on that Wednesday, everybody in their enrichment classes.
What if I missed school on Wednesday? Could I vote late?
Nope. Yeah. If you said you weren't there, you could have probably gone to the guidance office.
If you want to vote enough, you probably could have.
I guess so. All right, tell me about the Penny War, because this is a nice deal.
The Penny War is really cool. We started a couple years ago. Basically, the freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors each have a bucket in a classroom that they frequent, like a classroom that almost everyone has.
Like some Spanish class or something.
Right, yeah. Mr. Lyons had the seniors one because he teaches government and geography. We all have it. They're both required. So we seniors would want to put pennies in their bucket because
one penny
is 1 point. But the freshmen through the juniors would want to put silver change in the senior bucket because a quarter is worth negative 25 points.
It decreases the points.
So we got a lot – we'd get a lot of – you'd get more silver change – money than you would pennies because people were just trying to bomb each other. So everyone ended in the negative points.
Well, that's good, though.
But the seniors won that with about $1.30.
Yeah. And it came down to the last day, and Reese, Everett, and I went to the bank with just these huge totes full of pennies and change. And we come in right before close.
I bet they love you.
I mean, they're acting like they love us, but I know deep down they were just angry.
Deep down, they're not happy with you at all. Well, that's too bad. Okay, then you had the Battle of the Class. All right, hold on before we get to that. Where'd the money go?
Yeah, we raised about a little over $700, and that went to the Fairfield Parks Department.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, because Student Council does a lot of work at the park, and the
kids use the park.
Teens use the park a lot.
Yeah, maybe we can pick up some of the trip. We can pay for the trash that we throw.
That's
in the
probably
park.
Not a bad idea. Give Chris Jenkins a chance to buy some of his trash bags. Yeah. I like the thought. Battle of the Classes was Wednesday night.
Yep.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, Battle of the Classes this year was really good. The end was really close. It was a few points. It came down to the juniors and the seniors, but the juniors were no match for the seniors.
I was going to say, here it comes.
I mean, back-to-back champs.
Back-to-back champs. We won our junior year. We had to win our senior year.
We won nearly everything.
Here comes the arrogance and cockiness that I've been expecting all day.
I would also like to say that the senior boys are four-year tug-of-war champions.
Really?
Freshman through senior year.
I saw a picture in the paper last night, some poor kid getting tossed into the pool.
Oh, yeah, Jesse Manning.
Jesse Manning,
the
sophomore boys
let go of the rope,
but they didn't tell. They forgot to tell him that they were going to let go. So Jesse, if you know Jesse, Jesse is probably the smallest player on the football team.
He's
hilarious and like. They just forgot to tell Jesse to let go.
So he did a front flip into the pool.
Now that's funny.
Yeah.
That's good, clean fun. Thursday, British Icons Day. You had folks dressing up like the Queen.
We had the Prince, the Duchess of
Pippa.
Yeah. And her sister Pippa.
Kate and Pippa.
They won. That was Sabria Phillips and Allie Pennington.
Nice.
Yeah, we had.
Who won the Powerpuff football game?
Seniors.
Powderpuff football.
You guys won again?
We just sweep this week. It was a good week for us.
So you got a lot of class pride going
there.
Yeah,
we got a lot. Class of 2016 strong.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Was it a close game at all?
Actually, once we got down, the first qualifying games weren't really close, but the third and fourth place game were close, and then the
it's touch football, right?
It's tag. It's flag football.
Flag football.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was worried it was going to go into overtime.
Really?
It was close. I was worried it was, too.
How'd they play? How long did you play?
We played a 10-minute half.
Running clock, 10-minute halves.
Who was the quarterback for your girls?
Vanessa Vinson.
Four-year quarterback.
Four-year
quarterback.
No kidding. Yeah.
Wow, congratulations. She won all 4 years?
Yeah. I don't think we won all 4 years, but we've won before, I think.
Okay. Today's crazy red and black day, I guess. I noticed only one of you is wearing red and black. Helden, you figure you don't need to, like, run for office anymore or something?
Well, we're not
really in the school.
We're
in the gym decorating the whole
painting,
time. So.
You know, doing face paint or something would not work out well.
Yeah.
I actually wore
this shirt by accident. I didn't even think of red and black.
What's your favorite part of the homecoming festivities? What has been your favorite part of the festivities, boys, over the last week or the last 4 years, 3 or 4 years doing this?
I mean, I always like decorating in the gym as a student council member.
So, and I've taken you away from this.
Yeah.
I feel horrible about that.
Oh, no big deal.
Decorating's really fun because that's That's the real time.
Well, that's when,
like,
you have everybody together.
Yeah, the
too.
Student council kind of is all working together, yeah. And you see.
Do you have
the
a
leadership?
Do you have? Do you have a student council float, or have you guys been working on your senior?
See,
class
we don't.
Float?
I have been working on our senior class float. Holden hasn't.
I have not had the chance to. I've worked.
No,
every
I worked.
Other year on
I worked
float.
One day. We've been. I had one free day that I went and helped work, and then we've been busy with.
From what I was talking to a person, they said that not nearly as much work goes into the floats anymore.
No, we actually last year we brought back the chicken wire and napkin stuffing thing, and that. Was
it won for you?
Difficult.
It
won, I think, but we had a lot of problems with, like, wind just taking,
yeah.
Ripping
so
the paper.
So I get,
out
I
stuff.
Cannot believe how
that's
how
what we did.
I can't believe how you
we
did it.
Did
I
did that forever. And
I
ever.
Do not. And then somebody, I think Miss Austin this year suggested that we put chicken wire around the bottom and stuff the skirt. And I was,
yeah.
Like, last year
that's
was,
what we did. Yeah, that, we did
it
that
was,
too.
It was terrible. We did a big
root beer
float mug.
Yeah.
And it was, oh, it was so hard to stuff the whole thing.
Well, I tell you what, it sounds like it's been a whale of a week. Who do you, all right, I got to ask, who's going to win? I'm not asking Holden. Who's going to win? Give me a prediction.
I really don't know.
You
it's
can't
really
make
close.
A prediction. You can't do it. That's a cruel question for me to ask.
Yeah. I actually wrote myself in for both
really?
Queen and King candidate.
Well, see, now that's cool. You might have a chance to
yeah,
win.
Yeah, I at least got one vote
I
each.
I mean, first male queen. That would be fun.
That would be a ball.
Yeah.
That'd be a good time. That'd be great. Hey, thanks for coming on, fellas.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
You bet. That's Holden August and Colin McDuffie from FCHS, the homecoming. The parade is this afternoon. It's at 2:30 sharp. Listen, if you can't be there, listen to us on the WFIW. It'd be a good time. And have a great weekend.